Yeah, no, I think if we do that every time I pitch the rest of the year, we're going to win a lot of games. Our guys took great at-bats today off a very tough pitcher, tough team, and not the easiest park to hit home runs in. And they took great at-bats, just relentless at-bats all day.
Do you think that's emblematic of kind of what we're building as you guys got to Chicago?
And- yeah. Guys have been taking great at-bats for a few days now. The guys are, you know, the Cards are playing good ball. You know, we're playing good baseball right now, and told y'all it was going to happen. It's took us a little longer to get there, but you know, we're a good team, so we knew we were going to come around eventually. But today was awesome, man. You know, going down 2-0 early on with an unbelievable pitcher on the mound over there is not always the easiest. Oh no, you can't move that. Here, you want to sit with me? You can sit in my lap. It's not always the easiest deficit to put your team in, but guys answered really well. Wilson's 3-run homer really set the tone for the rest of the day, you know, and I think it might have got to Urias a little bit there. Before that, Goldie worked a long at bat, and, you know, sometimes those long at bats are the ones that take its toll the next at bat. So guys, obviously, a couple of 2-run home run nights, and as you said, 7 overall home runs. There's a lot of passing the baton tonight, which is good winning baseball. Yeah. You want me to talk in that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Test 1, 2, 3.
Adam, there are some guys who are really different teams because they can slow heartbeat. How good is Wilson at speeding up heartbeats when you guys need it?
Yeah. Yeah, he brings an element of energy and excitement and adrenaline and you know, ferocity. I mean, you know, our tunnel.
Daddy,
you don't want to be in that tunnel sometimes. What?
Just talk on this.
Okay, don't talk while I talk, okay? but he does. Yeah, to your point, he brings a lot of energy to our team. He does, and he's a great person to have in there in the clubhouse and in the dugout. You know, he did a great job with me tonight, honing me in, get me back in the strike zone several times where my delivery was just really out of whack tonight. So he had to navigate a tough. Okay. It wasn't an easy job for him, but he did a great job.
You just mentioned that you guys dug yourselves a hole, but now this team's on a mission to get out of it.
Yeah.
Do you feel that among the group?
Yeah, sure. You know, and each game seems like we're getting a little closer and closer. You know, the goal is not to end up 500, but, you know, that's looking like a good goal right now. And then it's like a new season after that, you know, once you catch up. But right now we're playing one game at a time, not trying to look too far down the road, not trying to get too involved with the calendar. We're just showing up and try to win a game, and everybody's excited and everybody's playing to win right now.
How important is for you to have family around, like you have your son right now,
yeah,
this season?
Yeah, really important. And they're, you know, different stages of their life. He's little, obviously, but I got one daughter in high school and about to have 2 daughters in high school. And, you know, they miss things because of my job, you know, and I miss things that they do because of this job. And when I do get the time, which I've had them with me most of the time my whole big league career, somebody told me a long, long time ago that to not let their schooling get in the way of their education. Make sure they stay with dad as much as possible. And that's something I've tried to live by, you know. Having them with me makes the seasons go shorter and makes the time spent, you know, just especially now. I love my daughters, but I never was able to bring them in the clubhouse after games. So I wanted to play, hang around. I mean, one of the biggest reasons I wanted to hang around and play a little bit longer was so I could, hey, what are you doing? Well, so I could bring him in the clubhouse, and hopefully he remembers that, you know, after we win. And can you find a beat there? Can you find a beat? No? Okay.
You did the second in franchise history in home wins. To be climbing this list the way you are, you're one closer to 200. How significant is that to you?
You can't mess with that one, buddy. You gotta leave that there. Hey, they're in charge of writing good stuff or bad stuff about us. We gotta be nice to them, okay? I've just been fortunate to play in this specific place for so long, and And what a wonderful blessing that's been to be on any of those leaderboard lists in a storied franchise like St. Louis is incredibly doesn't even make sense to me. But I'm appreciative that I got the opportunities and blessings to have been here as long as I have been. You know, people keep saying, you know, four more. And well, I got to ask those people, like, if I end the season with five wins, you're going to be happy about that? So I understand what they're saying, though. And I agree. That's a great jumping off point. We should, hey, what are you doing?
You did kind of pop Haynes tonight, which I know.
Yeah, is it? That's cool. Yeah.
Never really thought maybe the Cardinals would have one. Kind of had, I mean, you've had hand signals and handshakes and stuff, but nothing so good.
Yeah.
Is that a bit of a shift, you think? Is that kind of a welcome play for us?
Yeah, I mean, look, we get labeled as this. We get labeled as this franchise that doesn't have any fun. We have tons of fun. We have a lot of fun. We always have had a lot of fun. But the teams that have won the most have had the most fun. You know, that goes without saying. But, you know, winning teams find ways to have fun also. that was a Miles Michaelis idea, you know, because we're always – somebody's always on the call. Somebody's always, I'm feeling it. Let's, I'm calling it, you know. I don't know where this is fixing to happen. He might come out from anywhere. He said, Miles just all of a sudden said, we need a hamburger phone. You know, we're looking up. There's Big Mac land there. You know, maybe McDonald's is a sponsor. I don't know. McDonald's, you want to sponsor this thing? Let's see. We got the hamburger phone. We're making calls. We got some fun games going on in the clubhouse after wins now. So, we're having a blast together. You know, it was a rough patch there for a few weeks. It was a rough patch there for a few weeks, but we're all having a blast together now. I think I saw Kiz on the call for Contreras earlier. For Paul's? Okay. Well, there, you know. You can always tell. You can always tell because they're all looking around like they like it was because of them, you know. Because when I call, it is because of me, right?
Well, you got two the other day, right? Or you called two and got one.
Yeah. And a walk.
You called it after somebody, after Contreras went up after the intentional walk?
Do what now? Oh, I don't know. I was in the training room at that point. I'm sure somebody's always on the call. You only get one though. You know, once you use it, you lose it. But we got lots of guys in there, so.
35 guys in that dugout.
Yeah, that's why we needed a hamburger phone.